71. Be not dismayed, O peoples of the world, when the day star of my beauty is set and the heaven of my tabernacle is concealed from your eyes. Arise to further my cause and to exalt my word amongst men. We are with you at all times and shall strengthen you through the power of truth. We are truly almighty. Whoso hath recognized me will arise and serve me with such determination that the powers of earth and heaven shall be unable to defeat his purpose. The peoples of the world are fast asleep. Were they to wake from their slumber, they would hasten with eagerness unto God the all-knowing, the all-wise. They would cast away everything they possess, be it all the treasures of the earth, that their Lord may remember them to the extent of addressing to them but one word. Such is the instruction given you by him who holdeth the knowledge of things hidden, in a tablet which the eye of creation hath not seen, and which is revealed to none except his own self, the omnipotent protector of all worlds. So bewildered are they in the drunkenness of their evil desires, that they are powerless to recognize the Lord of all being, whose voice calleth aloud from every direction. There is none other God but me, the mighty, the all-wise. Say, rejoice not in the things ye possess. Tonight they are yours. Tomorrow others will possess them. Thus warneth you he who is the all-knowing, the all-informed. Say, can ye claim that what ye own is lasting or secure? Nay, by myself, the all-merciful. The days of your life flee away as a breath of wind, and all your pomp and glory shall be folded up as were the pomp and glory of those gone before you. Reflect, O people, what hath become of your bygone days, your lost centuries? Happy the days that have been consecrated to the remembrance of God, and blessed the hours which have been spent in praise of him who is the all-wise. By my life, neither the pomp of the mighty, nor the wealth of the rich, nor even the ascendancy of the ungodly will endure. All will perish at a word from him. He verily is the all-powerful, the all-compelling, the almighty. What advantage is there in the earthly things which men possess? That which shall profit them, they have utterly neglected. Ere long, they will awake from their slumber and find themselves unable to obtain that which hath escaped them in the days of their Lord, the Almighty, the All-Praised. Did they but know it, they would renounce their all, that their names may be mentioned before his throne. They verily are accounted among the dead.